New presidential administrations typically swap out some information on government websites, but what's happening now is unusual and to some disturbing. Agencies are trying to comply with President Trump's orders to eliminate anything related to diversity, equity, and inclusion projects. And in doing so, groups of people are disappearing from those websites. NPR's Kuo Jingnan has been reporting on this, and she's with us now. Good morning, Jingnan. So give us some examples of what these website changes look like.
So we're seeing both historical figures and groups of people removed from the official narrative the government tells about the United States. For example, the Park Service removed references to transgender people from its pages about the Stonewall riots and the history of women's suffrage movement. The military removed pages about the service of women. And the Defense Department also removed some biographies of famous African-Americans who served in the military, like baseball player Jackie Robinson. Although Robinson's biography and some others have since been restored. In other instances, we have seen agencies simply removing images of people of color regardless of context.
So is this purge seen to be all about President Trump's DEI executive order?
And his executive orders about defining gender and eliminating references to transgender people. That's a different one. That executive order called trans women men that self-identify as women and frame them, without evidence, as threats in spaces like domestic abuse shelters and showers. But both of these are central issues for Trump and his allies on a campaign. And to follow this executive order, the military leadership has specifically spelled out in the memo that it wants to get rid of content that focuses on immutable characteristics such as sex and race. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has long said that women should not be in combat roles. Now, the agencies are sometimes walking back their actions. We see NASA took down a bunch of pages featuring scientists and engineers who were women, but later it put them back up. The agency told NPR that it's restoring websites as it figures out how to comply. The military also restored several profiles of famous units and service members after there was public outcry.
So we've been talking about websites here, but are there wider implications of these types of sort of wholesale deletions of information about whole groups of people?
Right. Well, this has people worried. I talked to Sue Fulton. She's a veteran with the advocacy group Spot of Pride. She also used to be a high-level official at the Department of Veteran Affairs.
This administration has hung a sign outside the armed forces saying, if you're not a white male, you are no longer welcome.
I also spoke to some historians, and they raised that the erasure like this has preceded stripping rights from people. One example that came up was 1930s Germany. And here's an example of it playing out right now. In February, the Department of Veteran Affairs started removing some references to transgender people on their website to comply with the executive order. Earlier this month, it removed a key guideline about gender-affirming healthcare. And most recently, the agency has announced that it's going to stop providing all gender-affirming care to new patients altogether. So, yeah, it might start as a page getting removed online, but it does not end there.
That is NPR's Kuo Jingnan. Jingnan, thank you.
Thank you.